You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Answers are in your genetics. Every single one holds the clues. Blueprints aside, what's in science kit for those who chosen one, been there since the very beginning of time. Some say we were forged in the dreamland, all while the earth was being designed. Oh my gold, I got treasures under. All my rubies, is vivid and holy. My hair. The family tree, our hazy history. Who got ties to the Most High? Ethiopia. Are you a shaker or a mover?
Troy Kingy with Ethiopia, which is from the brilliant album Holy Colony Burning Acres, that was just announced last night as the winner of this year's Tate Music Prize. Kia ora, Troy. Congratulations.
Morning, guys. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
Hey, it's such a pleasure. We're so stoked to be able to talk to you. This is such a cool award to win. There's so many great awards that come out in New Zealand, but this one is pretty special because it recognises an outstanding collection of music contained on one recording, and the whole shortlist is pretty special and pretty diverse in terms of genres. How are you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling super honoured. Yeah, like you said, the finalists were just... Damn, any one of them could have won this. And I've actually been thrashing a few of those albums, so
yeah.
To come out on top is just it's a little bit special. I don't normally I get these awards and I'm happy about it, but this one I'm super stoked about.
It is a pretty magical thing to be recognized alongside some awesome talent from across Aotearoa. And it was a pretty special ceremony last night. Of course, old mate Corona getting in the way of us being able to have a good time didn't actually stop the awards from being wonderful. It was live streamed. And we got to hear from all of the nominees and hear from yourself as well. How did you feel? Did you watch it back last night?
I was actually doing a Zoom with the band, the upper class, and the live band. So there was about 13, 14 of us.
Awesome.
None of them actually knew, but they must have an inkling that we were putting this bloody Zoom thing on.
Oh, yeah.
So I didn't watch anything. I was just listening to everyone bloody scream, really. But yeah, I suppose it's still going to take a minute to digest.
Yeah, hard out. That must be pretty special though, to be able to share this award with your whole band. And obviously you thanked them last night. It is a huge crew you've got with you. It must be quite an awesome thing to be able to, I guess, bring all your people in as well and be like, hey, look what we've done.
Yeah, for sure. Like, the album is just an idea, but you need a whole gang of people to bring it to fruition. So just want to thank everyone, because it's not really just mine, and without them there wouldn't be anything.
And it's been quite a big year for you as well, because obviously you've been touring this record, and last sort of live performance was WOMAD, which was right before everything kicked off. How was that as a sort of last hurrah for a wee while?
That was such a cool festival. We're pretty lucky no corona things come out of that.
Yes.
But I left the gate once since WOMAD. Went out once, and that was just last week. So it was a cool way to go out, I suppose, before the lockdown.
Yeah.
I suppose everything's up in the air right now. With live gigs and stuff, I'm not even sure when my next one's going to be. Might not be till the end of the year or something, but it's been a good time to reflect and digest everything, and just a good time to think in general. Yeah
totally. And I guess we've seen people turning to music a lot across this time as something to kind of like get them through what is a strange period. What have you been listening to, Troy? What kind of music have you been touching base with?
How do you say their name? Krangbin?
Oh, Krangbin. Yeah.
Man, I've been thrashing them actually the last few weeks. Just while I've been doing the gardens and cleaning up around the place, just had them blasting. So looking forward to their new album coming out.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I don't know. I listen to Conan Moccasin a lot.
Those are some good records to be spinning.
Yeah, but been working on my latest one. It was supposed to be finished by now. So waiting for level 2 to kick in so I can get down to Auckland and finish it off.
Well,
it's called The Ghost of Freddie Caesar. So
cool.
I've had the tracks. The skeleton of the track since about Christmas, so I've been going a bit crazy that I haven't been able to finish it, so really looking forward to that.
So is this part of your 10 albums in 10 years process that you're doing, Troy?
Yeah.
So yes, it is. For people who aren't familiar, can you just tell us a little bit about what that is?
So I'm doing a crazy thing, doing 10 albums in 10 years in 10 different genres. And saying 10 different genres, this is probably a lot closer to the Zygotron album, which they say is a psychedelic funk soul album. I'll say it's a psychedelic soul album, because this latest one is more funk.
Cool.
But it's actually a covers album by a dude that everyone I've talked to doesn't even know. His name's Freddie Caesar. So the album's called The Ghost of Freddie Caesar. And just a little background to that, I had this cassette from my father. Just a long story cut short, my father went missing back in 2005, like disappeared off the face of the earth, and he's still missing to this day. But this I found a cassette in his belongings, and it was this Freddie Caesar, like a bootleg cassette tape. And a therapeutic thing for me was to write down the lyrics to this thing. Anyway, fast forward to about 2011 or 10, found the lyric book again, but couldn't find the cassette anywhere. And around then, I decided I was going to do a covers album of this set of songs, but I had no reference for the songs apart from my memory. So the songs in this album are part Freddie Caesar, part me.
That sounds like it's going to be really, really special, Troy.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to bloody finishing it, to be honest.
I think that's fair enough. I think a lot of musicians are probably getting the itch as well now to get back into making and performing.
Yeah.
Well, it's so awesome to see Holy Colony get this accolade, because it's very well deserved, and it's a really special record as well. And I think it's touched a lot of people in Aotearoa, but across the seas, because of its indigenous base as well. And that's been really interesting to watch, I guess, unfold online, the conversations that have been coming out of your record. How has that been for you, Troy, as an indigenous musician, sort of seeing those conversations flow?
It's been awesome. That's what it was. It was just to get conversations started, really. And I was a bit scared going into it, because of the subject matter and whether I should be even saying this stuff, if I was qualified to say this stuff, or I don't know. Putting that all aside, I just went into it and it's just super glad that it's resonated with a lot of people.
Well, it's a beautiful record, and I'm really excited to hear the next one. That's really, really awesome, Troy. And hopefully we'll get to see you live again soon enough, Corona permitting.
Yes, hopefully. I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to be doing a gig until October or something like that.
I know, it's a weird time, eh? Well, we can at least enjoy your music at home in the meantime. We're gonna play Mighty Invader now. Thank you so much for having a chat to us, Troy, and congratulations again on winning the Tate Music Prize 2020. Very well deserved. I hope you celebrate with your whānau in style over the next wee while.
Thank you so much. Been a privilege talking to you this morning.
Hey, cheers. We'll talk to you soon.
Cheers.
Right.
Kingy with Mighty Invader from the absolutely phenomenal Holy Colony Burning Acres that was just recognised with the Tate Music Prize 2020 last night at the Tate Awards. Thank you again to Troy for chatting to us this morning. It's a really well-deserved win there. Whittled down from 54 nominations to 10 finalists, including Aldous Harding, Beast Wars, Jess B, LAB, Lawrence Arabia, Louis Baker, Mermaidens, Miss June, and Tiny Ruins, Troy Kingy, Holy Colony Burning Acres, comes out on number one. So congratulations again to Troy. We're really looking forward to hearing that new record as well. That sounds really exciting.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.